So we are continuing today in the sixth chapter of Shara Bitochen. So the Mechaber says as follows, Vaharavi. So remember, again, we are continuing to go through the list of things in which a person, or distinctions or responses that we can make to a person who needs to, so to speak, receive collateral from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, needs future, promises of future material bounty in order to be able to go ahead and focus on their spirituality. Varavi, the fourth response is, in general, when you take a security or a pledge, a mashkon, collateral from someone, you do so for one of three reasons. Achas mehen, because you're afraid that the borrower will become poor and not be able to pay their debt. Or perhaps, again, the borrower will intentionally refuse to pay back. Perhaps the borrower will die, right? Or I'll be unable to find the borrower. So therefore, if you take collateral, so collateral addresses all of these particular issues, right? Essentially, I am concerned that for some reason I'm not going to get paid. I'm not going to get what's owed to me, so that whether intentionally, unintentionally, because of different circumstances, extenuating circumstances. So the mashkin, taking the collateral, addresses all of these issues. So obviously, again, if people were confident with each other, so you wouldn't take a mashkin, right? There would be no reason to take collateral if you had faith in someone and weren't worried about these issues. So therefore, again, when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we have to ask ourselves, here we are, and we're like collateralizing. Hashem, give me a promise, right? Give me everything I'm going to need for the future. What am I concerned about? Am I concerned that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to become poor and unable to pay me? Am I concerned that Hashem is going to intentionally refuse to give me what I want? Or ultimately, again, am I afraid that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kivyachol chas Hashem going to die? Or he's going to be unable to find him? So obviously, these reasons why people normally collect collateral don't apply to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As such, says the Mechaber, it feels foolish to ask for such a thing. As the Pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the silver is mine, the gold is mine, and wealth and honor are from you. V'chamishi. The fifth issue, or the fifth thing to respond to such a person. So why does a person take collateral? Because ultimately, again, he has peace of mind, right? Peace of mind. Why does he have his peace of mind? Because again, remember, this could be the very source from which I collect repayments. So I don't have to worry about not getting paid. My repayments could come from here. Right? He says, Aval in Misha Yahoshu Ka ki kasha yaktimu abori de sif go. Tanuach nafsho mitzara olam tanas sheker bibne she enenu batuach bishar hamamon eslo. So this is actually an incredible point. Let's say the mistake that often we make, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give me all of my material needs in advance, and that way I'll feel confident going ahead and working on my spirituality. Here's the folly in that approach, which is, let's say HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you a whole bunch of money today. The truth is, it doesn't give me menuchas hanefesh, which is such a profound point. It doesn't give me inner security. It really doesn't. Why? Because deep down, I also recognize that a person could have a whole bunch of money today. A person could be incredibly wealthy today. And yet, you could lose that all in a moment. Again, maisim b'chol yom are people who have mountains of money, and yet because of all different kinds of circumstances, ultimately lose that. So, it's interesting. So, people often want collateral because collateral provides security. But even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu were to give you the money you wanted, would you really feel secure in your future? And even if you felt secure, the truth is, it's a shtekel, it's a little bit delusional, because there's no real security. If you think about it, there's no real security, because at the end of the day, everything that I have could be lost and could evaporate so quickly. He goes on, He says, right? A mishap might occur. Right? Something could occur that could separate between me and my material wealth. He shall leave them in the midst of his days. So incredible. Even if a person amasses a great amount of present wealth, the truth is, the amazing truth is, it's not going to give you safety and security, because at the end of the day, you still don't know if you're going to be able to hold on to it. So that which they claim regarding the peace of mind, right? That a person will say, oh, I'll have such menuchas nefesh, I'll have such peace of mind if I have more money. It's false. It's not true. And here's what's incredible. Sometimes it's the very thing that we think is going to give us inner tranquility and inner peace, which becomes the very source for inner uneasiness or for inner turbulence. He says, sometimes the more you have, the more possessions. The more possessions you have, the more worry you have as well. And this is really an incredible idea as well. This notion that often we assume that material comfort will provide me with a sense of inner security. But the truth is, the Mechaber says there's two reasons why that's really false. Number one is because you have something today does not mean that you will be able to retain it until tomorrow. That's number one. Number two is that the things often we think are going to provide us with security often really enhance or amplify our difficulties in life. And he says this idea of mar bin achas and mar bedaiga, right? The more property you have, the more worries you have. And this is really an incredible and profound idea that while it's true that material wealth could provide you with many things, just understand the more you possess, often the more challenges you have because the more things you have to manage. You know, it's reminiscent. The Maharal says that the greatest ben chor and the greatest free person is the ani, is the pauper. Because since he doesn't have any possessions, he really doesn't have anything weighing him down in life. And although, again, it's hard for us to relate to that because we see so many other problems with poverty, which are, of course, true and legitimate problems with poverty, it's fascinating to contemplate this idea that sometimes the things we think will provide us with actual comfort and security may provide us with comfort, but may often go ahead and create a whole set of different problems. Therefore, again, the Mechaber, again, remember, we always come back to the same point, which is, therefore, do not go ahead and put off your spiritual pursuits until you reach some type of material comfort. Okay, we'll stop over here for today. Shkoyach, everyone. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.